Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The Bedlam of October is back. Shop world-class diamonds to make her feel like a world champion every day at Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. The question is, will the Phillies win tonight? Now, Ike, I know you are predicting a win tonight, of course. What do you think?
That's the lock of the century.
What do you think? Try to go back through all the old podcasts. Try to find Ike predicting a loss. What do you think the poll is at? Yes or no?
This fan base, man.
They're a little shaken.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's going to be close to 50-50, either one way or the other. I'll go with 58% believe we'll win tonight.
Look at that. 57.9.
Boom!
He nailed it.
57.9.
Yes.
Wow.
He nailed it. Nailed it.
So, like it.
So we're here. Jackie Baseball, I do see a good number of Dodgers t-shirts here.
Really?
Not huge, but, yeah, you know, it's pretty far away to see Dodgers t-shirts.
Saw them Saturday, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, saw them Saturday.
So, Jack, we know you're a big Phillies fan. Also, you get a little tight occasionally. Down 1-0.
There's been accusations.
Yeah, down 1-0. You know, where are we at?
So, of course, now the game's getting closer. The knot's in the stomach. And, like, this is bound to happen. Yeah. I think I've been beyond confident all day. And, like, how I currently feel, and I mean this in, like, the nicest way possible, I promise, I need Phillies fans to stop being such front-running losers right now, because that's how they're acting.
That's what I'm talking
heading
about,
into this.
Dog.
Like, oh, my God, we lost a freaking game on Saturday.
Yes.
Doesn't mean the season's over.
Yes.
And this team has bounced back every single time. We've said, there it is. That's the moment they're done. They're done. They're done. They're done. You shout it from the rooftops, and all these guys are losers, and you can never win with them, and Rob Thompson sucks. And all they've done every single time this year has bounced back. I had a weird feeling heading into game one that it wasn't going to go their way. I feel the exact opposite. I think Lizardo's going to go out there and do his thing. I love the way he pitches in front of this crowd. I think he's ready for this moment. He's pitched relatively well against the Dodgers so far this season. Blake Snell on the road, his ERA is 4.3. The Phillies have to get in his head. I think he can crumble, but that's also on the fans. I know tonight there's going to be a tightness if things aren't going well early. I understand that. But I felt like last game, I thought the crowd was mostly into it, but also I didn't think they were on Shohei enough. I felt like he was expecting worse, and I feel like the fans kind of let him off the hook. I know it's nerve-wracking, and I'm nervous. Everyone's nervous. You don't want it to be tight. You want it to come out and score 8. Very unlikely for that to happen. But I need this fan base and this crowd coming tonight expecting to win a ball game and not have this doomsday doomer, oh my gosh, we're waiting for the sky to fall kind of mentality. Every single time we've done that with this team this year, they have responded, and I'm confident in their ability to do it again. If they fold tonight, if they lay down, if they don't have the right effort, they deserve to get absolutely crucified. Everything's on the table, from not re-signing Schwarber to letting Rob Thompson go. It is a real friction point for this franchise. But I have a lot of confidence that this team is going to find it within themselves to go out and take a win tonight. It's not over. It's Phils in five. You take the game tonight. You split in L.A. And I'll see everyone back here next Saturday night for a game five.
There he is.
I love it.
There he is.
I love it.
There he is. You know, Jack, I mentioned to Jack on Sunday. I was not here at the game on Saturday night, but I mentioned to him on Sunday. I said, man, people are acting like this team just got swept. It was one baseball game. The way that everyone thinks the whole series is over because they lost the first game. Look, it's not great that they lost the first game, but it certainly is not a death sentence unless they think it's one.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I think you have to the disappointments about them not coming through or folding previously, I think you got to let them go, because this year they've been the opposite of that. They really have. There have been so many moments, whether it's an injury, whether it's Bryce going out or Nola going out or Zach Wheeler going out, yeah, or Trey going out or getting swept in New York or whatever moment you, yes, want to point to say that those moments where we said, oh, uh-oh.
There they are.
Yeah, they've battled back. And yeah, I think they deserve our faith tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, this crowd is here early, so they seem to be festive. I know that initial punch has sort of that impact on you where it startles you, it takes you aback a little bit, and that's what game one was. But I think, and the Eagles actually just kicked us while we were down yesterday.
Yep.
But today is a new day. It's Monday, and this is an opportunity for us, could be our last opportunity, to have an impact while watching this team play. So I think the crowd is coming here in the right mindset. Doesn't mean they don't need reassurance by having some good play early. The crowd was electrifying Saturday night. We were here, Fritz. It was great Saturday night.
When they got on Ohtani.
Yeah, when they went up 3-0, it was great.
Yep.
But then you knew it was still early in the game to go up 3-0, so you still had to hold that Dodgers lineup down for another 4 or 5 innings. Yeah, we just need the timely hits tonight. That's what we didn't get Saturday night. We didn't get the hits with runners in scoring position, and they got to do a better job of that tonight.
They need one of those, like a 3-run home run in the fifth. Just get this crowd to go into a frenzy. And I tell you what, I'm just what?
Mookie that's Betts, sign. So does Ohtani.
Yeah, the sign says Mookie Betts, so does Ohtani.
That's a good one.
That's a good sign.
Really high quality sign.
That is
really
a good
high quality
sign. Yep.
So, and I got to be honest, and I guess his play is starting to equate to that. I feel like this is a really kind of inflection point with people and Bryce. And I'm annoyed at how people are talking about Bryce, but ultimately he's got to go out there and get it done. I want a Bryce moment. Want a Bryce moment. Need a Bryce moment. Need a home run tonight.
I need one.
He got that hit late that almost helped the rally. Yeah. But it wasn't enough.
Nope.
It wasn't enough.
But at least it was a hit.
Need three.
You guys were so relieved when he got that hit.
I was relieved. Yeah, I was.
Just showing up in the NLDS yet again. Yeah, that's what he does.
Well,
Mr. NLDS.
You know, and when we're talking about us as fans here, we cannot all season long talk about give that guy whatever money he wants, re-sign Schwarber, blah, 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 and then today show up and say, oh, they're dead. Because that guy's still on the team. We cannot all year long talk about how Bryce is, you know, Mr. October, and he shows up when the lights are brightest, and then show up and say, oh, series is over because we lost one game. None of that adds up, right?
Yep.
There's just sort of this fatalistic view of this team, and I think they have done more over the last 3 years to
earn our trust.
To earn trust.
At least the support that,
yeah,
listen, we go down swinging.
Yeah.
Literally.
Not every year was last year.
Right.
Only one year was last year
like that. Yeah. I totally agree.
Well, and listen, the Dodgers are really good. The Phillies, The Phillies could have easily won that game on Saturday.
On Saturday,
right?
Yes.
I didn't leave that game being like, oh my God, what an unbeatable foe.
You really felt like we let one get away.
Yes.
Yeah. And especially the way they looked against the Reds. They did not look at us. That game was not like one of those Reds
yes.
games.
The Dodgers are really good. This is a really good team, too. This is a really good team.
I was going to say, so are the Phillies.
Yeah,
the Phillies are really good.
Answer the call tonight. I can't wait to see Lizardo in front of this crowd. I think he's gonna put on a show.
Oh,
and
Lizzo
and
10Ks.
Otto Kemp.
Oh, it's gonna be a big.
There's gonna be a Kemp moment. There's gonna be a Kemp moment, Ike.
Nope.
Yeah, there is.
Well, I hope so.
+600.
It's a bomber.
That's
night.
All it is. +600 for a home run.
I'm riding the bomber tonight.
Oh, really?
I need it.
I thought he looked pretty good. On
no,
Saturday,
he did. He looked good Saturday, but yeah. I need more.
Yeah.
I need more.
215-592-9494.
Let's go.
Whether you're on your way to the Phillies game, whether you're in the parking lot, whether you're at home, you're going to watch it at home. By the way, we need the energy at home, too.
Yeah.
I know you're not here, but the energy is everywhere. This is Philadelphia. Everyone's sitting in front of your television, whether you're at a bar watching the game, you're at Chickies, wherever you are. The energy is contagious. We need the we're going to win this game energy, whether you're in the stadium, whether you're in your car, whether you're at home, whether you're at a bar. This is a go win this game. Go get it. Just what you said. Go win this game. That's all you got to do. You tell me winning this game is impossible? No. You tell me a split in L.A. is impossible? Absolutely not. And then we're back here for Game 5 on Saturday night.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Get your bootstraps on.
Yeah, come on. Yep. Man up.
Lieutenant Cantrell.
I know. Every time. Wire. He walks past every time. How was your viewing experience at home? Were you locked in on Saturday?
I was locked in.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was appreciative of my wife, who was very locked in. She was a big Phillies and Sixers person when we started dating.
Yeah.
And then I started working in sports, and she was like, I've had enough of this.
Yeah.
But she is locked back in. It was a good viewing experience. But
we had the Bader home run.
Yeah, I don't know how that ball wasn't 10 rows into the left field stands.
It died.
I jumped off my couch. I hurt my neck, actually.
Again.
I don't know how that was a home run.
You know Sosa being in the lineup tonight, he's bringing something.
Dude, oh, yeah.
I thought that was something. His moment where he pinch hit the other night.
He just missed that pitch.
Just missed it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
215-592-9494. Get to your calls right after I tell you a guy who's going to help you not just miss it. That is Adam Kasabi. He is going to be the realtor that is going to get you into a shore house. You've been dreaming of one your whole life. Instead, you pay thousands of dollars to stay in other people's shore houses. That isn't how life should be. Kasebe. That's how you spell Adam Kasabi. He is out of Long and Foster in Bethany Beach. He can help you get your shore home at the Delaware beaches. And here's how you work it out. You're like, I can't afford that. Here's what happens. You buy the house. You end up renting it out for a good part of the summer. They pay your mortgage, then you have a place to spend summer weekends or summer weeks down with your family, with your friends in Delaware where the property taxes are low, the crowds are not quite as annoying as they are in Jersey where the property taxes are high. I say this all the time about Delaware too. that you want to go out to dinner, the restaurants at Delaware Beach is way better, whether it's Rehoboth or Lewis or Bethany, wherever you go. So when you've decided it's time, the guy that can get you into your shore house of your dreams, Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. This is his direct sell. It's in his pocket right now, 302-864-8643. You can call or text him or go to processrealtor.com. That is Adam Kasebe. There we go. Bruce in the Northeast. Oh, actually, no. I kind of wanted to go to Joe in Bensalem. Joe, you're on WIP.
What's going on, guys?
What's
All
up,
right,
Joe?
So I just want to get something short and out of the way.
Yeah.
Bryce, I need something from you tonight.
Yep.
You want to be the showman? You want to wear rivalry pack? You want to have a blue bat? Congratulations, by the way. But you need to show up tonight. Your team needs you. It is time to show up or shut up. Because you got the big dumper sitting there hitting big hits, Vladdy hitting big hits, but you're sitting on second, chucking it up with Mookie Betts. Go up,
yeah.
Show up. Your team needs you. It's time to do something. Phillies, get your butt together. You're turning into the Sixers territory right now if you lose this game.
No one
Their
wants
fans,
that.
Nope. Spike, I'm
yeah,
not
keep going.
Putting a shot at the Sixers. I'm
no, 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 no. I agree. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
Nobody
I agree
wants
with you.
That.
Yep.
If they lose this game, they're going into that Sixers territory. Because too many times, that organization gave us empty promises and broken hearts.
Yep.
They're at home, and they've lost 1 out of 8 games at home in the playoffs. It's time to turn that around and show up. Go get a win tonight. Let's go. Go, Phils.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, The Bryce thing with Mookie Betts on second,
yeah.
Wasn't great.
I was wondering how long that was going to take to be.
Well, look, you know, I can only be petty so many times with Bryce. I'll tell you this: if we were on the next day, probably would have been higher
I
on my list.
I think so. Yeah.
And the laughing and the putting your hand on his shoulder.
Well, Mookie's a lovable guy.
Yeah, everybody loves Mookie Betts. Maybe not. That situation, you know, chuckles out there on second base. Yeah, were you? Now, did you guys see that happening?
No, we didn't see it.
No, okay. No. Right. I didn't see it into the highlights, into these. You know, Twitter shows you everything.
Yes,
and they don't miss anything.
No. Bruce in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Locked in.
Is that a yes?
Yes. Well, we answered you.
I'm having a bad signal here. But I just want to tell you, I'm pulling into the lots now, and I came from the New York area, so I came from Mets country, and I think the Phillies sort of take for granted Red October. You know, I came from the Mets country. They were the best team in baseball in June and just completely collapsed, and so they are not enjoying any of this. So I know we lost the first game. I know we're really down. It was a tough weekend with the Eagles loss. But we shouldn't take this for granted. We have Red October. It's a long series. The Phillies, as Jack just said, will come back, and we should really enjoy this. It's great to have this atmosphere in Philadelphia at this time of the year.
I agree with you, Bruce.
And we can't take it for granted.
No.
Shouldn't.
No, absolutely not. And if we go down sad to the Dodgers, that means the Mets fans have the "you only played 3 more games than us" thing.
Yep.
And I don't need that. We need to put a little more separation between the amount of games we played and the amount of games the Mets played. We need to get to the next round.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Hi, Spike, Jackie Baseball. How's everybody doing this afternoon?
Locked
What's up,
in,
Brucey?
Bruce. Locked in.
All right. Yeah, no, I'm locked in for that Phillies game. You know, I'm just doing a brain dump on the Eagles, man. Jack, I'm with you, man. You know, I'm just saying something about the Eagles, too, but I'm with you on the Phillies. We don't have time to be plant-based on the Phillies. I firmly believe we are the better team. If everyone does their job, you know, they do their job, then we're going to come out of here with a victory. And when they win game two, we'll be talking about how the Phillies have won both games, and look, we're just going to be ready to go, man. We just need to get fired up about this game. I'm not worried about them winning.
Gotta get
They're
going to
handle their business.
They're
going to handle their
birds
business.
Out there.
Yeah, it's
too much.
You know, Bruce, it's not about being worried. It's about being confident. There's a difference, right? It's not right. We're not going to lose. It's we're going to win. This team, this has been the best home team in baseball this year. And this game is at home. It is a must-win game at home. Where else would you rather have it? And if you're not going to be confident here tonight, you're never going to be confident.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
I agree. And it's a must-win. And they will win. And they will win. And we're going to be okay. And once we get that out of the way, we're going to be okay. But let me just say something about the Eagles, too, right quick. You hit the nail on the head between, what your points were. I was happy to see some of the plays that they made, but you know, I tell you, this communication thing, it's almost like shades of 2023. The fact that, Jalen, is not talking. They showed a clip where he was just sitting on the sideline with his head down. He's not talking to anybody. AJ, they're not talking about the play. This is something that's really got me worried. And I tell you what, if they don't win this game on Thursday, then it's all hell is going to break loose. I just don't see where, I mean, as long as we got this OC in training, it's going to get us over the hump. We just need to see some major changes in the Eagles moving forward. But we're going to see what happens on Thursday and then go from there.
I appreciate that call, Bruce. Here's the thing I'll say to those that focus in on Kevin Petullo as the issue. Well, changing OC means Jalen gets another offensive coordinator.
Yeah, let's figure this guy out.
It just means it's going to take us time to figure out the next offensive coordinator as well.
So I posted a thing about Mike McDaniel the other day, and
he's coming
Sunday. Well, people kept saying, well, he's going to be the new OC. Let me tell you this. If the receiver and the quarterback aren't talking to each other, they're not figuring out Mike McDaniel's offense. That ain't gonna happen.
That's the Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay offense, right?
Yes.
That's a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, it's look, they have the personnel here to do it. I refuse to believe. Look, I don't know that Kevin Petullo is going to be the greatest offensive coordinator of all time, but I just refuse to believe the guy that has been in the building for this long, that knows the personnel this well, that is that close to the head coach, that they can't figure that out. It is on everyone. And they do not have what they had last year to lean on. They don't have the most dominant offensive line in the league. They don't have the most dominant running back they've ever seen. But that does not mean that you cannot be. That's why you have a $30 million wide receiver on one side and a $30 million wide receiver on another side and a $50 million quarterback. You're not always going to have
$20 million running back.
Yeah, you're not
$10 million tight end.
Yeah, you're not always going to have the most dominant season from everybody all the time, but they have enough guys where they should be able to be better than they've been. I don't expect them to score 40 points every game, but I also don't expect the offense to be as inconsistent and just honestly difficult to watch as they've been.
Well, I'll tell you what,
year.
Whatchamacallit, Detroit has a new OC. I don't know where that guy came from. Did he come from outside the building, or was he a part of their staff?
I think he used to be there, and they brought him back.
They brought him back. Is that the Johnny Morton guy?
Yeah.
They seem to be able to score points.
Man, 30 points in four straight games.
And he's not even some young buck.
Yeah, he's an older dude, so I don't know, man. And by the way, they have just as many mouths to feed.
Yes.
They got to feed Amara St. Brown. Jameson Williams, who's on my fantasy team, he ain't getting many touches. He's a boomer bust guy. They got Laporta, who's a pretty good tight end, right? He's a damn good tight end. And then you got not one running back. You got two running backs. They got to get the ball, too.
And I haven't heard one guy – I haven't seen one national story about one of those guys whining about
touches.
Not one.
In
2 years.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. Now, Jack.
I'm complaining about Amon-Ra St. Brown. Couldn't get in the end zone yesterday to close at a parlay. You scored 35 points. Do you really need to pass one to Brock Wright from your running back?
Hey, try having Jameson Williams.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. Unbelievable.
So Jack will have the top 5 and 5 next, and then we will have leading off. We are taking you all the way up to the Phillies game tonight. We are at the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.